Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, guiding you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. Be sure and connect with us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Good to have back in studio, up close and in person, Annie Pondillo with our MLB news and notes and ready for a full 2015 MLB trade deadline recap. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. Final 2 months of the year, so it's the best time.
That's right. The countdown's on. Were you able to kind of regroup and get re-energized after such a very busy Friday?
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch what's gone on in MLB. There's a lot of teams that strengthened. There's some teams that made me scratch my head. But in the end, we're going to find out who the strongest teams really are. The 162-game schedule, we've seen a lot of teams play good for 5 months and then fall off the map in September. We've seen teams before that played 500 ball. Then the last 2 months, they take off and become a different team. Let's see how these rosters now shake out.
Any surprises in terms of what was the best team that positioned themselves for the playoffs by acquiring players?
I like what the Blue Jays did a lot. I don't necessarily think the Blue Jays are a World Series champion. You know, they could be. Anyone in the American League could really make a run, but they had to get a frontline pitcher, and they got the number one guy on the market, in my opinion. That was David Price. They get Troy Tulowitzki on the team as well, who will be with this team after this season. So it's a move for now, and David Price, Tulowitzki for the future. They definitely have the best offense in the American League, in my opinion, the best offense in all of baseball. Can they pitch enough? That's going to be questionable, but they're... The strides they made on that team, I don't think anyone really rivals.
Okay, David Price, Troy Tulowitzki, the Jays now have the best true ace in the AL. But what about in terms of with depth with their pitching? Can you expound on that?
It's not good. I mean, it's going to have to be a situation like last year where if they get to the playoffs, they're going to have to run David Price out there quite a bit. Like the Giants did with Madison Bumgarner last year, essentially winning a World Series with one good pitcher in their rotation. And really, it's hard to imagine a team being able to do that and get through three postseason rounds. If there is a horse, though, in the American League, David Price is that guy. You hope Dallas Keuchel is that guy, too, for the Astros, for the people here in Houston. But Price, much more established, has done it for several years. Can he be the same guy in postseason play? That's going to be the question because his postseason numbers aren't spectacular.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us tonight in studio right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Reach out to our audience where they can connect with you, Andy.
That's climbingtowshill.com. The podcast is Astro Chat.
Okay, so the Blue Jays, you don't buy them, or you do buy them as a postseason team, but not a World Series team. What about long-term in terms of the Jays' offense? Are they set for the future?
Yeah, they've got a spectacular offense. I feel like we've been talking about this for a long time with the Blue Jays. They've had a great offense. Even if you go back to the mid-2000s, there are times where they were top three in the league, and they still weren't making postseason play. The drought that has really hurt that team has usually been because of pitching. Do they have enough this year? I think so. The AL wild card, I think the second wild card slot, you could possibly get in this season with 86 wins. And really, that's not a great season at 86 wins, but it's enough to get you there. If you get into the postseason tournament, anything can happen. A lot of that, I think, could really shake out, too, if the Blue Jays get into this one-game playoff. Do they have to use David Price to get there? Do they have David Price available for a one-game playoff? Or can they catch the Yankees? In my opinion, the Yankees are still winning the American League East, though the Blue Jays now are going to push them a lot harder. The Yankees, to me, just a more of a complete team. They have a shutdown bullpen. I mean, the Yankees have a lead after six innings. They're usually winning the game. The Blue Jays don't have that. They have to win games the hard way through bashing people's brains in offensively. It's worked to this point. It got them over 500. I don't like that model of baseball to get you through postseason play, though.
It's our MLB News and Notes with Andy Pondillo. He is giving an overview of all the deals. It was one of the busiest times of the year in baseball. And, of course, what about the Royals? I mean, they kind of get a high five for what they were able to accomplish.
Yeah, they gave up a lot of pitching in these deals, but, hey, Royals are in go-for-it mode. They have free agents that are looming. Alex Gordon going to be a free agent. They don't usually re-sign guys. They don't spend money like a high-market team does. So they feel like they've got to play for it this year. They've got to make those moves. Johnny Cueto coming in, Ben Zobrist coming in. I like the Cueto move a lot. It's a same deal with the Royals, but even better. If they have a lead, sometimes even after five innings with this team, they essentially can run four closers out, 6, 7, 8, 9, and end that game right there 2-1 if they need to. This team now has Johnny Cueto at the top of the rotation. You don't have to depend on to the bullpen quite as much when he's out there. You don't wear those guys down. They've pitched more innings than any other team in the American League. They're not getting innings out of their starters. But yet, their model has worked in 2015, where the bullpens are such a big deal. I feel like Johnny Cueto, though, gives him that true ace at the top. And last year, that was big game James Shields. I don't think he was really big game James Shields. They won other ways other than his arm. Now they have Cueto. Does he translate into being a big game pitcher in postseason play? That's yet to be known. And then Ben Zobrist, just an all-around great player. Guy can play any position. He probably slots in at second base once Alex Gordon comes back. Has a little pop, switch hitter, gets on base. He fits really the Royals' dynamic for offense.
Do the Royals have fans? Should they have some anxiety? Because you're talking about they gave up a lot of pitching to win now and to have that win now mentality. How does this affect the Royals long-term?
I don't think it affects them very favorable long-term, but you know, they want to win. It's been a long time since this team's been able to win games, and with these moves, it does make them the favorite in the American League. They do have probably the most complete team. It does scare me that their relief pitchers have thrown so many innings to this point. I always talk about a domino effect, and sometimes that domino effect doesn't start to show itself till September once you get worn out arms. Let's see how they hang in there. Let's see how Cueto changes that. But with their experience of getting to the World Series last year, with the lead they have in the American League Central now, they could possibly get home field advantage throughout postseason play. You really feel like if you're looking at numbers, if you're looking at paper, that would be the team to pick in the American League. But sometimes I say that's who I would pick if I'm looking at it. But time and time again, the teams that make it to the World Series are the teams that nobody is picking, that nobody is on nobody's radar right now. That just seems how it works out so many times in baseball. So maybe it's a bad thing to be so good.
Ah, yes. The familiar voice of Andy Pondillo tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Connect with us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and, you know, you're an optimistic guy. Talk to me, though, about the Reds. I mean, what in the world are they doing?
I don't know. They should have blown the whole team up. I don't understand why you trade one guy in Cueto. You trade Mike Leake to the Giants. Now, these guys, they got some return, but if they really wanted to rebuild, they wanted to rebuild fast. If they would have traded Todd Frazier this year, they would have been able to name what prospects they wanted and probably get two, three top five prospects from certain teams that want to win right now. The Reds, they've had some great years out of Todd Frazier these last two seasons. Mm-hmm. He's 29 years old. He's putting up these numbers that are, I think, could be an aberration. You've got to trade these guys high in baseball. It hurts the fan base. They're going to be upset. But, you know, if you're rebuilding a team, the quickest way to rebuild a team is to blow everything up that's good on the roster. You may lose for the next season. If you get some guys that are in double-A, that are in high triple-A, you might get back to competitiveness a lot quicker than you think. There's Brett Phillips on the team you could have tried to have moved. Jay Bruce. I mean, maybe not the easiest guys to move, but I'm sure they could get something for him. And Todd Frazier, Aroldis Chapman wasn't moved because they were asking for too much. Even with Chapman, for instance, he's a free agent next year. Even if you would have gotten lower value than you wanted, you have to get something for Aroldis Chapman. You can't just not get anything for him and leave him on your roster. So the Reds really dropped the ball this trade season.
You know, Andy, this was a win-win trade. Talk about the Brewers. They got a great haul from the Astros in return for center fielder Carlos Gomez.
I think it's a win trade for both, definitely. The Astros needed another bat on this team, especially with George Springer's injury. And Carlos Gomez really fits the dynamic for the Astros. Their speed and power, and he's a speed and power guy. He's had some hip problems this year. We'll see how that plays out. They have him for next season. The Astros give up top prospects Brett Phillips, Domingo Santana in this deal too. Outfielders that project very highly. Again, they're prospects you don't really know. Fortunately for the Astros, they had a very successful 2015 draft that included multiple outfield candidates. You got Daz Cameron, Kyle Tucker in that draft, and Alex Bregman, who was their number two overall pick in the draft. First pick for the Astros, number two overall in the draft. He's a shortstop, but I wouldn't be surprised if he starts to play outfield at some time because of Carlos Correa. So they're okay in the outfield. They could afford to have given these guys up. If they succeed in Milwaukee, it hurts. Carlos Gomez right now makes the Astros, I would say, the second most dangerous team in the American League under the Kansas City Royals.
And Andy, let's head up to Arlington. Talk to me about the Rangers acquiring the acquisition of Cole Hamels. That is a huge move.
Cole Hamels is huge for the Rangers. You match him with Yu Darvish. That's going to be dynamic 1-2, possibly for them. I really think this move is more for next season, though. The Rangers, I think, can stay in the hunt, mainly because of a weak American League. And, you know, they're still in that AL West hunt. They've been hot lately. I think they're more of a wild card contender to try and get to that second wild card. I don't believe in them as much because In 2015, if you have a weak bullpen, it's just hard to win the way bullpens are used these days, and they have the worst bullpen in all of baseball. Though they have a good offense, it's been improving. Prince Fielder is having a very solid season. Adrian Beltre now swinging a bat like he looks like he's healthy. So, you know, the Rangers aren't out of it. I don't believe in them, but other people do. I think next year, though, once you get you back from his surgery, you put Cole at the top of that rotation. How does he handle the heat in Arlington is questionable for a 30-plus-year-old pitcher. But if they pitch like they normally do, they put up their normal numbers, those two alone put them atop the AL West. They should be able to compete with the Angels and Astros a little bit easier next season.
Well, the arrival of Cole Hamels has certainly energized the Rangers fan base. And I know earlier this spring we had Josh Hamilton was on the show. What kind of impact do you think you're seeing with him with the Rangers?
Not much at all. It's sad to watch Josh Hamilton now play like a shell of his old self. He doesn't get to balls in the outfield anymore. His power is limited. I don't know. Maybe he turns it up towards the end of the year. It's just he doesn't look like the same player. Everything just looks a bit slower with the bat. The reaction's slower. The pitch selection's not as good. I don't know. Is he done? I don't want to say that because we've been fooled in the past where some of these players come back and have a big season. It just doesn't look like the same player to me.
Well, it'd be nice if they can get back on track on those old days. Darvish and Hamels, that'll be obviously a 1-2 punch. That'll be huge. I think one of the great stories this year in baseball has been the Mets. Talk to us about them.
The Mets have been fun. They have unlimited pitching, really. The pitching for this team is just through the roof. They should be a contender for a very long time. Now, they go and get Yonas Cespedes to that lineup. I don't really believe in this lineup still. Lucas Duda is a guy that can hit for some power. David Wright, if they ever can keep him in the lineup for a considerable amount of time, that surely could help the team. I don't know. The Mets, just this whole NL East is kind of sketchy, though. They're on the right track. If this season is a wild card year and they're out in a wild card game or they make it to postseason play and are out in the division series, it's a success in my opinion because this organization has been mediocre for a long time, but they have developed an incredible pitching staff what they're running out there, and I think it will be unrivaled next year with the entire National League East. They just got to find a way to fix that offensive situation. So I like the Mets. I don't know if they win this division or not, but I think they can take it till September.
So you're saying, when I'm hearing you say this pitching, I mean, they've got so much depth, but that's the reason why they should be able to contend for a long time?
Yeah, starting pitching is going to keep them in contention, is pretty much solely in contention. I think if you were to look at their roster this season, if they don't have that type of starting pitching, there's no way they're even close to in the hunt right now. This unit with Wheeler, Harvey, I mean, these guys, DeGrom, they're going to be at this team for a long time, most likely, unless they decide to trade one for a bat. But even if they do, let's say they trade Wheeler for a bat. I mean, they still got a really good pitching staff. Mm-hmm. They have so many guys that they can't even put a five-man rotation together. They had to run six out earlier this season. So it should be a lot of fun up in New York for those Mets fans.
Okay, my final question for you is obviously it's a stretch run. We're getting ready to close out the season. It'll be coming to an end before we know it. What team do you really see surfacing and rising to the top?
I like the Pirates a lot right now. They've got some good mojo going their way. Can they catch the Cardinals? That's going to be interesting. That NL Central race is going to be one of the better races, I think. You could possibly see the two top teams in the National League coming from the NL Central and another, you know, the one that doesn't win that seed, they have to play into a one-game wild card. And also in the NL West, the Giants coming down the stretch. It's an odd season. They usually win in even seasons. But, boy, I don't want to face the Giants coming down the stretch with Madison Bumgarner. So watching them in the West, with the Giants, the Dodgers, Cardinals, Pirates, I really want to watch how these two rivalries play out.
It's an exciting time of year. Andy Pondillo with us each and every week right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thanks so much, Andy. Have a great weekend.
No problem.
Okay, much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.